Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. Meta is introducing a new and improved version of its Llama AI model. CEO Mark Zuckerberg calling Llama 3.1 state of the art. So, Kurt, what's so great about this new version?
Yeah, I mean, this version is basically much smarter, much larger. It's been trained on more data. It can accomplish more things. And so, you know, the point of these models, they're kind of the back end, the foundation of chatbots that folks are perhaps familiar with, have either used or heard about. You know, you can ask the model a question, it'll spit out an answer almost instantly. And as they get bigger and smarter, they can do more complex things. They can solve very complex math problems. They could, you know, summarize an entire book in a matter of seconds. They can even create, you know, videos or images. And in this case, images, they haven't quite gotten to the video stage at Meta. But, you know, the point being is that these things, as they get bigger and bigger, can do more and more tasks. And so people can ask them to do almost anything.
So how important is this and AI to Meta's future plans?
I mean, it's really important. Not only do they have a chat product of their own called Meta AI that exists within their apps, you know, you can go into Instagram or WhatsApp and you can interact with this thing. But AI is also, you know, it's becoming the foundation of all kinds of different technologies right now. And I think there's this race between Meta and Google and OpenAI and other tech giants to try and become the, you know, platform for this stuff, right? It's similar to the race for the mobile phone many years ago, right? Apple pretty much won that, and look at what happened, right? So I think there's this feeling that if, hey, we can be the leader in this new AI technology, in the long run, that will have great dividends for the business and investors and all that stuff, just like we saw with the mobile revolution a decade ago.
Is that why the company's making this model available for free?
Yeah, it's kind of counterintuitive, right? Because you would think, all right, Meta's trying to, become the leader in this. You'd think they'd kind of keep everything tight and it's like a state secret. But really, their approach has actually been to give it away for the most part. So it's what's called open source, means that as long as people are sort of following the guidelines they've set up, they can use it to build their own products and services. And I think, you know, Facebook's argument or Meta's argument here is that the more widely used their technology is, the better position they are to sort of be the leader in this space, even if that means, not making any money in the short term.
I'm curious about this feature that is called Imagine Yourself, where you can upload an image and then put yourself in different places like, you know, the moon or wherever. Yep. But I mean, this also is kind of like raises little red flags.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you could imagine, the idea that generative AI could be used to create misinformation, right? And in some cases, it can be fun, like, hey, here I am walking on the moon. And in other cases, it could be quite consequential if, you know, you think that, hey, is that actually Donald Trump doing that thing or not, right? And so there's been a lot of talk about this. you know, some of these images are quite easy to tell that they've been generated by AI, right? Other things that they're doing is adding watermarks to them. So, you know, if you do see the image, there would be a watermark there that says explicitly it's been created by AI. They're trying to come up with even more advanced technology so that, you know, people can't remove those watermarks, so that there'd be an invisible watermark that you might be able to see. But yes, I think in the short term, this is definitely something that it poses a bit of a risk. I think the fact that they're already thinking about it and aware of it and trying to come up with solutions is certainly an improvement over some of the technologies we've seen come out over the last several years.
What is the concern about the use of this new technology overseas?
Well, there are, you know, certain countries, of course, that the U.S. has geopolitical issues with, China probably being front and center, Russia as well. And there's this feeling that, you know, if you make this stuff open source the way Meta does, is it going to fall into the hands of, you know, competitors, right? And are we using U.S. created technology and investment to jumpstart, you know, China's technology economy or whatever? And so I do think that there are, you know, realistic concerns around that. I think Mark Zuckerberg sort of talked about this actually with an interview with Bloomberg last week, and he sort of said, you know, the way that these countries can get this stuff anyway, you know, they're probably going to get their hands on it whether we make it open source or not. And so, you know, he didn't really see that there was a huge advantage of trying to keep it locked under lock and key, because he's like, they're just so good at espionage these days anyways, it'd be hard to keep it out of their hands.
Thanks for the explanation, Kurt, and the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. You can hear our tech and business reports at 12:30 on KCBS, and tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.